So you got to get rid of the naysayer, the doubt and unbelief. God, when God make a promise, you can't. It's an unshakable, unbreakable, irreversible promise to you. That before this promise he made to you, heaven and earth will pass away. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So let me get to the meat of it. And it'll be time to close because I got some things to do. Ooh, are you glad you're here today? God is moving in this place. There's power flowing, your eyes don't see. There's anointing has come upon you to turn your situation around. If you let it happen, see, God can't make you do it. But if you let it happen, you'll leave this place a changed woman, a man. I declare to you, you'll never be the same again. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, Romans 4, we better get on over there. Romans 4. What you got? You know what I gave you. Give me Romans 4, 13. Listen to this. For the promise. Y'all ready for this? For the promise that he should be what? Heir of the world. That he should be what? Heir of the world. If children then, this is, I'm quoting another scripture, Romans 10:17. If children then been heirs of God, if children then been what? Heirs as of God. If you have become an heir of God, if Jesus was crucified and Jesus hung on that cross and died, and Jesus was raised again from the dead, if children then been heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, And what? If children then been heirs as God, and what? Joint heirs with Jesus. See, Jesus was crucified. And everything he was crucified for and with, for you, that was you, he became one with. Did you hear me? But if children then been heirs as God, and joint heirs with Jesus, if so be that he what? If Jesus been glorified, we are what? Glorified together with him. I'm saying this so you can get this, what I'm about to read. For the promise that he should be what? Heir of the world was not to who? Abraham or his seed through what? And you notice that those Galatians, in the book of Galatians, these people got gloriously born again. Then Paul had to go back to them again and say, what in the world wrong with you? Who had played this? Who had worked witchcraft on you? You got born again, gloriously saved by putting your faith in Jesus. Now you're trying to come back and operate under that law. It had you in bondage before he showed up. That's why he showed up, to get you out of bondage. Now you're going back under that. The same thing Israel wanted to do. God gloriously, powerfully delivered them from Egypt. And they got to the Red Sea and they want to go back to it. What What's the matter with you? What's wrong with you? You have to stand your ground when that enemy shows up trying to take what's yours. You said, this is mine. My name on it. The blood sealed it. And you're not going to take this from me. For the promise that he should be heir of the world was not to Abraham or his seed through the law, but through the what? Righteousness of faith. And see, some of those Jews, I traveled with some of them when we went to Israel. Boy, they some rowdy folks. They may be called God's chosen people, but they need to get born again. Whoo! Anyway, let me go on. For if they which are of the law be heirs, see that? See what Satan's trying to do? I will bring back to your attention again 1 Corinthians 2:8. If Satan had known, if the godless world had known that this was going to happen when he crucified the Lord of glory, he never would have did it. And so that's what he's aiming for, to keep you from finding this out. And see, he'll have you doing all kind of stuff and do it out of order. See, you ought to rejoice. You ought to praise God. But he wants you to get caught up in emotion and all that. You better find out what your covenant said and know what it says. And you said, this is what I'm going to do. And then you can cut up. Then you can run and shout. Because you know what you got. You're just not out there just getting stinky. So what are you talking about? You know when you do workout, you don't sweat. And sweat don't produce good smelling odor. You know it and I know it. I worked in the field all my young day. Laid bricks large portion of my life out there in the hot sun. I didn't smell good when I got home with my wife. She wanted me to take a bath. For if they which are of the law be heirs, what happened? Faith is made void, and the promise are made what? And this is why this stuff Satan try to wreck your life, because he gets you out of order and gets you off course and gets you away from what the word said, and the promise won't work because you're not doing what it said to work. How many of you? They got keys. I know they got all these remote things. Now you can lock your house, lock your door sitting up here in the church with your remote stuff. I'm using for a point. How many of you got your keys in your pocket? You're going to start your car up with your keys in your pocket. If it's not remote, if you speaking at an issue, I'll not tell this, but y'all can laugh if you want to. I don't care. This man wanted to sell me the Mustang my wife got. And I got hurt. And he gave me the key to it to go out. He's go out there and start it up. I didn't tell him. I went out there, I looked for the key. I looked. I could not find anywhere to put that key. And I act like I did. He did all that stuff and brought it back and gave me the key. I never did tell him. I didn't know how to start the car. and so all I've been familiar with is something with a key. And so how many of you can sit up here with your keys in your pocket and start your car? You can't do it. So this is what Satan wants to do. It gets you confused about your promise. And he don't want you to understand how to work the promise. But you got anointing on you. You got anointing in you. You got wisdom given to you. You got God life on the inside of you. You got God promise to you that if you want it, he'll teach it to you. He'll reveal it to you. Thank you, Jesus.